I'm actually the founder of Fresh Start Access Foundation. It has taken me 10 years to get the foundation to this point. Last year, I've managed to get the doors open, and basically we help the homeless, the poor, and anybody that's fallen on hard times, no matter what your background, what your nationality. It doesn't matter to us. If you need help, we will help you, whether it be with food, accommodation, transport, whatever you need, we will help you. And our aim for the next 10 years is to completely end homelessness in this country over the next 10 years. And it is so, so doable. It took me 10 years to write the business model, and I've had some really great lawyers working with me, like Stephen O'Reilly from O'Reilly Stevens Lawyers, Cairns, Far North Queensland, Jackie O'Reilly from O'Reilly Stevens Lawyers, Cairns, Far North Queensland, and we've actually managed to get a patent and copyright protection on the business model worldwide. All right? There is 18.5 million adults currently in Australia. We are fully registered with the AC&C, so every donation is fully tax deductible, every single cent. It was a very long process, and I had to consider, how do you make people care that genuinely do not care? And it took me about 5 years to work it out. One day, I heard somebody ask somebody else for a favour, and the person that they asked for a favour spun around to them and said, what's in it for me? And then I thought, exactly, that's it. That's exactly how you do it. If everybody benefits from it, then all of a sudden everybody cares. I come from extreme poverty. I went to the Salvation Army, and basically they told me all they could do for me is give me a swag. And then I asked them, like, is there a place that I could stay? And they said, oh yeah, you can stay down in that gully down there where they threw all their rubbish. And as a child, after Mum died, we were destitute. We lived literally in a tent in a caravan park up in Far North Queensland, and we lived in that tent for like 4 years, and it was absolutely horrendous. And in the wet season, living in a tent, like, you wake up soaking wet every single night, all your bedding's wet, you're wet, tents leak like a sieve, and it's absolutely horrible. And then back then, I just used to hope that somebody could just help us, but nobody ever did. And so it was back then that I got interested in really helping less fortunate and poverty-stricken, because over the years, I mean, I've actually owned successful businesses, and I've actually seen both sides of the coin, and I've seen comfortable wealth, and I've also seen extreme poverty. But I never forgot where I come from, and so I've always helped out the homeless. I mean, every homeless person that I see, I talk to them, I let them know that someone cares. If you look at all the other foundations and charity organisations in this country, they are a fraud. They are a massive money-making organisation that don't help anybody.